essentially it was a bunch of gray hair sitting around. Well, what do we do now? Because none of us had voted for President Trump. And we primarily set about sending letters and emails and phone calls to our congressional delegation, mostly in opposition to people he was proposing for important cabinet seats. Sometime in January, I sort of got the idea, well, what can we do to express this dissatisfaction locally? And that's where the inclusion resolution started. And yes, the inclusion resolution had its genesis in the sanctuary city idea, based as it was on Santa Clara County's. However, the original resolution, as we turned over to the city council, was not a sanctuary city resolution, in part because some of the members in that room didn't want a sanctuary city. So we wrote it so that it would be an expression of inclusion and gave that proposal to the city council.
Did you know that was going to happen, that it was going to get released?
I didn't know it was going to get released. It doesn't really matter that it did.
We had a conversation earlier where you told me that you really didn't think it would pass.
That's correct. I never anticipated that even the non-sanctuary city inclusion resolution, as it came to be called, would actually pass. I just wanted the conversation had, because it was a conversation happening around the country. And I thought, well, Homer's a perfect place to have this conversation.
Are you personally interested in running for city council or any higher offices?
Not right away. In some respects, I suppose I'm a lightning rod. But I'll work for somebody's campaign.
A couple of things I learned, one of which was that Barbara Howard was instrumental in getting Homer Citizens Against the Recall squared away with AIPOC and understanding what forming a political action committee meant.
Barbara Howard was invaluable because we were all neophytes when it came to AIPOC. In fact, I'm not so sure we wouldn't have tried to launch this thing and not even thought about AIPOC. And we might have made some mistakes. AIPOC actually was pretty good. We could give them a call anytime. They'd give us their advice and based on the law. And I like the idea of AIPOC. It's basically there to try to prevent dark money from influencing things.
You said, you know, your intention was to start a conversation and you got one. Is there anything that you feel like still needs to be said?
Well,
is this conversation going to continue about inclusivity?
I rather think it probably will, but I mean, this recall was grossly unfair response to what up to then had been a contentious but fair democratic process. The resolution was adjusted in light of public outcry. It was given a public hearing. It was debated openly and defeated 5-1. That should have been it. Any blame for contentiousness of the past several weeks leading up to this recall vote cannot be laid at the feet of Adderhold, Lewis, and Reynolds. They are responsible for no more than reacting to the wishes of the constituents. We elected those three people again. And I think what we've demonstrated is that this is an inclusive community, and the vast majority of people here like to think of it that way. And this was appalling.
At least a 13-point spread at its greatest, I think it was.
Yeah, maybe 14. It was 57 to what would have been 43, and then 56 to 44 or something like this. But clearly, this business has re-energized many people and reaffirmed the value of participation.
You know, go ahead.
Let me say one more thing. In the beginning of this thing, and especially the night of the original big meeting, a lot of people said, well, why do we need to affirm that we're an inclusive community? We live that every day. We're an inclusive community. Well, why do we compel kids in grade school to get up and recite the Pledge of Allegiance long before they understand the import of those words? Why do we sing the national anthem at sporting events? Because we're Americans. We like to reaffirm what we think is proper. That's all this resolution sought to do.
Are there any plans for Citizens Action Network to look at what it would take to tighten the rules for how a recall gets approved?
You know, I think in general conversation, not in formal meeting, we've thrown that idea around. But at some time in the future, yeah, I would love to see the legislature look at those statutes and say, in our perspective, those rules ought to be tightened up and the definitions of what a violation is sufficient to have a recall vote should be tightened up and made less nebulous, you know, because this way it's just unfair and it leaves people without any ability to defend themselves.
As written, it seems like it's not the city clerk's place to decide. It's not even a judge's place to decide. It's all laid on popular vote, which, although it went your way this time, is not generally the best way to gauge whether or not something is just.
I think you should have to show cause. And you know, if somebody's embezzling money and the police are getting ready to indict them, that recall them. Simply doing your job, that's not reason to recall.